how will people get in touch with you to support you and help you in terms of volunteering, in terms of donating, anything that you might need for the future?
If they just want to contact me directly, my email is my name, justin@justinrudd.com. Facebook, it's my name, Justin Rudd. And then my website, again, is my name, Justin Rudd. So it's all simple. Everything's Justin Rudd. And it'll direct you to all of that. If anybody did want to make a donation, we'd love that. And they could do that to PayPal and just use my email address, justin@justinrudd.com.
And we've talked about the upcoming Bulldog Beauty Contest. Let's preview anything else you might like people to get involved with you and support you. What are a couple of the other programs that are coming up that you're sponsoring?
Another dog-related thing that we do, and well, it's for kids and dogs-related, it's a yappy hour that we do at the animal shelter here in Long Beach, the city shelter. And we host each year a yappy hour and a Valentine's card contest. We ask students, K through 12th grades, to prepare Valentine's cards, and then they make the card to one of the dogs or the cats that's at the shelter. And then each of the dogs and cats at the shelter gets a card hung on their cage for the week of Valentine's. We come in on the Sunday before Valentine's, I think it's the 10th, and we judge them, and then the winner gets a pizza party for their classroom. So it brings hopefully some more joy to the animals that are there in the shelter waiting for home. We do our yappy hour, which is kind of a one-hour refreshments and social hour. It's also on that Sunday at noon. So that's one event. And then later that night, on the 10th, we do the father-daughter dance. We get about 50 or 60 couples, mostly little girls and their dads, and it's just a old-fashioned father-daughter dance for 2 hours. And it's free for anybody that can't afford it. We have a low income rate for $10 a couple, and then there's a $30 per couple option as well. And what else? The Long Beach Giving Project is coming up in March, where we give 10 people $1,000 cash and ask them to go and spend it on other people who are in need, perhaps buying diapers or food for somebody's refrigerator or helping with tuition or helping somebody to pay a phone bill, electric bill, buy bus passes, all kinds of ways that we can help each other. But people want to help, but sometimes they just don't have the finances to help. But we give them the money so that they can do it.
What a great idea. I love that.
Yeah.
What is your future vision for Long Beach as a community activist? What would you really love to see happen out here?
My dream is to one day in Long Beach to have a no-kill shelter, a large one, or turn the Long Beach Animal Care Services shelter into a complete 100% no-kill shelter. That's my dream. And also to have a free spay and neuter programs in Southern California that are widely used. My dream is to end overcrowding in animal shelters so that we don't have to euthanize any animal. That's my dream. So that's something that I've been working on. And we just got past another one of my dreams was starting the dog beach. That's accomplished. The other one was allowing dogs to dine on patios in Long Beach where at restaurants where the owner says it's okay instead of the city saying you can't do it. So that passed finally back in November, December. So that was my second one. And this third one is going to be the animal shelter thing. And I guess my other dream is that one day we don't have to have a beach cleanup anymore because there's no more trash on the beach. And that's a dream too.
I think the animal shelter would be a lot easier. What are some of the steps towards that? I'd love to see that implemented.
Yeah, I would love it. LA Best Friends Animal Shelter and the No-Kill group is working on that in Los Angeles City. And I think it has been implemented in some other large cities. And why can't Long Beach be the next one?
Exactly. What do people need to do that want to support you in this goal? How do they get behind you to say, we really want to see this happen?
They can email me directly, justin@justinrudd.com. They can visit our fan page for hot dogs, which is the dog part of my nonprofit, and it's haute, like haute, meaning fancy or well-to-do in the French language, but it's haute dogs, but I say hot dogs. And they can be a fan of that on Facebook. I have a dog newsletter that goes out every Thursday. They can ask to subscribe to that, and I'll put them on there. There's 17,000 people are on that email newsletter. So those are ways to get involved with the dog stuff.